Hello there, this is our podcast by yours truly, Cooper Ehlers,
Brooke Youngflesh,
Lucas Sarak,
and Sophia Nugis.
The topic we will be discussing is Adderall, and if it has an unfair advantage to those that use it. What is Adderall? Adderall is the brand name of prescription medication used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, in children and adults. Adderall is a combination of two stimulant drugs, amphetamine and dextroamphetamine. Doctors also prescribe Adderall to treat narcolepsy. Adderall may help people with ADHD control their activities and increase their attention spans. The drug may also prevent symptoms of narcolepsy, which include excessive sleepiness and sudden attacks of daytime sleepiness. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, approved Adderall in 1960. The agency has also approved the combination of amphetamine and dextroamphetamine as a generic drug. DSM Pharmaceuticals makes the brand name drug, and many drug companies make a generic version. Adderall belongs to a class of drugs called central nervous system stimulants. The drug works by increasing levels of the brain chemical dopamine, which stimulates the brain. This stimulation has a calming and focusing effect on the people with ADHD.
The use of Adderall has surged in recent years. Research shows that the number of ADHD medications prescribed to children has increased 45% from 2002 to 2010. Of these drugs, Adderall was the second most prescribed medication. Sales of the drugs jumped more than 3,000% from 2002 to 2006. In 2010 alone, the total number of Adderall prescriptions topped 18 million. One reason for the surge in Adderall prescriptions is that the increasing numbers of children and teenagers are getting an ADHD diagnosis by doctors. However, doctors also prescribe the drug to children and adults who do not have ADHD. The increasing availability of Adderall has led to a widespread abuse of the medication. Because Adderall increases dopamine levels, it can trigger a feeling of euphoria among people who don't have a reason to take the medication. As a result, it has become a drug of choice among people trying to get high, who often crush and snort some of the pills or mix them in water or inject them. Because stimulants like Adderall increase alertness and attention, a growing number of people who do not have an ADHD diagnosis are using the drugs to enhance their ability to think and focus. This off-label use of Adderall is a growing trend, particularly among high school students and college students who are trying to study for exam or boost their academic performance. Stimulants like Adderall, sometimes called smart pills, are currently the most second common drug on college campuses. Despite the widespread belief that Adderall can improve a person's ability to learn, the drugs do not enhance the thinking ability in people who do not have ADHD. Young people who do not have ADHD but are taking Adderall to get better grades in school or gain an academic advantage are at risk for potentially deadly side effects.
Adderall can also suppress appetite, and a growing number of people who want to lose weight also abuse the drug as a diet pill. However, using Adderall for weight loss can result in severe side effects, including psychosis, addiction, stroke, cardiac arrest, and death. Adderall can increase your risk for heart problems, high blood pressure, and stroke. Adderall may increase your risk for mental health problems, including depression, bipolar disorder, and unusual behaviors, including aggressive or hostile behavior. Children on Adderall also may develop psychotic symptoms, which include seeing things that are not there or hallucinations and believing that things that are not true, delusions.
Hello there, Cooper here, and I'm going to ask Luca a few questions and see what his thoughts are. Luca, as a hardworking student at Oak Park, what are your thoughts of the people using this drug, even if they aren't prescribed? Does it provide an unfair advantage?
I think it is very unfair to take Adderall when not prescribed, because it does provide focus and determination to do work like homework, study for tests. A lot of kids use it for finals. Personally, my sister takes Adderall as a prescription because she has ADHD, and it overall just helps her focus and not get distracted, which I think is perfectly okay. Whenever she doesn't take her medicine, she gets very loopy, not loopy, but she gets very distracted. She gets very she just can't really work that well. I have known people that have taken Adderall, and I think it's very unfair because I, as well as other kids at school, work so hard to get the grades we deserve, and there are other kids that cheat their way, take back doors, side windows, and it's overall just to get into college.
Do you find it immoral in any way?
Yeah, I find it is very immoral because people usually use it to get into great colleges and do great on, for example, entrance exams, finals. The ACT and SAT is a big part to filling out your college application, and doing well on these tests is very important. I think the kids that don't cheat their way will get the path in life that they deserve and overall will just be successful. But as far as the kids who cheat and use Adderall, I think karma will catch up to them in the end. Even now, if you've heard the news with the colleges getting caught for being paid off for kids to get in, just proves that karma will catch up to you. I think that once you take this drug, you will realize how effective it is, and you will realize that you can just do well in school and just like focus and be determined. I think it's very unhealthy because you will start to feed on the easy way out, which in life is not the best way, because you need to work hard for what you get. Overall, yes, I do think it is very immoral, and the correct way to go about studying or getting into college or doing great on your entrance exams or finals is to study and just put the time in.
And then, of course, is there an alternative that the people taking the drug can use, maybe?
I think that Adderall is a form of cheating. I also believe that the way to go about school and college is to study and just put the time in. They say junior year in high school is the hardest year because colleges always look at those grades. They mean the most to colleges. Of course, you take the ACT and the SAT. You have finals, and as well as the material taught is very challenging. Many kids want to take AP and honors classes. They want to take AP tests, and it looks great for college, and it stresses kids out, so they try to find another back door, which in this case is Adderall. Junior year is also very time consuming, and many people who don't take Adderall will be up at night studying and putting the time in. And back to the topic of karma, those kids who are studying and putting the time in will be eventually paid off, and it will eventually catch up to them. They will get into a college they deserve to be in. They will get the scores they wanted because they studied and they didn't cheat. Overall, there's no alternative for people to do great in school except for working hard for what you get and just putting the time in. That's all you have to do.
Okay, well, thank you, Luca, for taking the time out of your day for this interview. I think it's safe to say we all agree it definitely has some advantages to taking this drug, but in the end, we leave you with the question, is it worth it?